This is Queer Voices.
This is Brian Levinka, and if you're a longtime kind of gay Houstonian, you know of a place called Riches. That's kind of a place where we kind of cut our gay teeth, so to speak, and a lot of people have fond memories. I have fond memories of Riches. I actually had my 30th birthday at Riches, so I have a lot of history there, and I love the place, and I understand that it's going to be reopening soon, and in the studio we have, I guess, the owner or developer, or what is your title, Brad?
Co-owner.
Co-owner. Brad Janicek. Good Czech name in here.
Yes, sir.
So tell us about Riches. What are your plans, and why now? Why are you opening this now? I mean, what's kind of happened to kind of get you to this point where we are now?
Well, the opportunity started with a good friend of mine who was actually the building owner, or one of the building owners. And it wasn't anything that I expected. I never anticipated on being a bar owner or anything like that. So it happened, I think it started back in March, and the previous business that was there, I won't go into detail, don't know too much about it. Anyways, the opportunity.
It was straight, right?
It had become a straight bar for probably about a 4-year period.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And, you know, and they didn't take care of it, I guess.
Well, like I said, I don't want to say anything.
Yes, we're on the radio. We can't say anything.
Exactly.
So I guess it's going back gay.
Absolutely.
And you're doing some things to it. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so, well, my business partner is Jeff Harmon. So he, we've kind of teamed up, and, you know, he has a gay bar in College Station that will be reopening hopefully late summer.
There was a fire there.
Absolutely, yeah. So he's got his hands
full. So he's got some bar experience.
He does, which I lack in. So I'm really happy to have Jeff on board. We've been working together really well to bring it back.
And so, like, what are some of the things that we'll see inside?
Well, you'll see, you know, the shell itself is always going to be there, but we've done a lot to...
You power washed it, didn't you?
Thank you for noticing.
I drive by all the time.
Yeah, we were actually really... It was one of the first things we did. It was pretty exciting just to see. I don't think it had ever been power washed.
I don't know.
The building itself, the structure itself, was built in 1949.
Really?
Yeah, it was originally the... Richland Fan Manufacturing Company.
I wonder if that's where the Riches name came from.
I'd like to assume so.
I don't know.
It actually, that family had a few other businesses in Houston. One, just a few places down from here, the Morty Rich Hostel.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So I'm not sure how that all kind of took off, but the family, they were in the Houston area for quite a while. The building was abandoned for a number of years, I think. We were told the roof had even caved in at some point before a group of investors got together in the early 80s. And I've heard different stories. I don't know if it was Mecca first or if it was Riches first, but it was opened in 1983, kind of like they called it the Studio 54 of the South.
It was in the heyday. It was the place to be.
Absolutely. It's been a lot of fun just to hear about, you know, every single person that comes in there, whether it be a contractor or just friends that we've brought in to show the place, there isn't one person who hasn't had a story or an experience about Riches. Some of the funny things we hear, they, oh, wow, I think I remember this place. I know I've been here, but they tend to not necessarily remember everything about that place for obvious reasons.
So I guess talk about the bar business today and kind of what's the environment today. I know there's a lot of dating apps and people don't go out as much. I mean, do you see that as a challenge?
It is seen as a challenge. However, the original thing about Riches, or the original draw, I think, was the music, the, you know, the people, and essentially just people wanted to come out and dance. And we are an LGBT bar. However, we are open to everybody, and that's always kind of the history of Riches. Mm-hmm. It was always a safe spot that everybody, whether you're gay, straight, bi, trans, questioning, ally, whatever you want to call yourself, that I call it the LGBT alphabet.
Yes, or, LGBTQIAA.
Exactly. We keep adding.
Yeah, we keep
However,
adding.
It's the bar is truly open to everybody, and that's the essence that we want to have. That's the environment that we want to create for our guests. We want everybody to be welcomed and to have a good time, no matter what night of the week They're there.
So why are you specifically drawn to Riches? Why are you involved with this? What brought you to this project?
Well, it was, like I said, through my friend who is one of the building owners.
Mm-hmm.
It essentially fell into my lap. It wasn't something I had thought I would be a part of. I have an entertainment company, mm-hmm. Bradley David Entertainment.
Oh, nice plug.
So it's businesses, you know, that's, I fully transitioned into that in February. And then shortly, you know, I was in healthcare before this. And then shortly after I started doing my entertainment company full time, that's when I got approached with this opportunity and immediately brought Jeff on board. And we don't call ourselves necessarily owners. I'd say we're stewards.
Stewards of the holy ground.
It is. It really, you know, Riches means a lot to a lot of people.
It means a lot to like a generation of people, I think, gay people in Houston. And
absolutely.
Straight, you know.
Absolutely. It meant a lot to me. You know, I'm fairly young, but I remember going to Riches Thursday nights.
Club hedonism.
Exactly.
What was it? Kind of the bisexual night, I guess, or the questioning night?
Exactly. Well, I used to go on Thursday nights.
Yeah.
So we would always start our night off somewhere else, and then mm-hmm. we would end up at Riches. And it was always, you know, I didn't come out until my mid-20s. And I was in the military, so it was still couldn't come out. When I would come home to Houston, we would go to Riches, and I would go on Thursday nights. Mm-hmm. And it was, I always had a blast, and it was my first introduction to drag queens and gay people in general.
It was like, yeah, it was a big city, big-time gay culture and nightlife. Now, I guess with Orlando happening last weekend, what are your thoughts, concerns? You're opening a bar that this could happen here. I mean, what are your concerns? What are your thoughts? What are your...
Absolutely. I spent, honestly, I know a lot of people did, I spent all of yesterday in bed until I went to the vigil last night mm-hmm. at Herman Park, and it shook me to my core.
Mm-hmm.
It was scary, and to you know, it's scary in general for our community, but now to think I have a responsibility for these people to keep these people safe.
Yes.
Jeff has a responsibility. We take it very seriously, and we talked a lot about it today. We actually reached out to our head of security, and we're, you know, getting some plans in place, and we're definitely going to have increased security when we open.
And I guess, how are you reaching the gays nowadays? What kind of marketing efforts are you doing? Because I know Riches is a huge cavernous place, and if you don't have like a certain critical mass in there, it feels kind of empty.
Absolutely. So, you know, with my experience in the event industry, I also wanted to make sure that it's a fun place that people can come and have birthday parties. They can, if they want to get married, they can have weddings. We actually have a bar mitzvah scheduled there in November. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, we want to be a special event center as mm-hmm. well as a bar.
And I think that's very smart. You know, because you're not just limited to the nightlife. You can use it throughout the day or when have you.
Absolutely. And we've focused a lot and we've invested a lot into the technology. The lighting system is first class.
Tell us about that. I mean, guys want to know about the lights.
I know. That was Jeff let me be in charge of lighting since that's kind of what I do in uh-huh. my other business. And Jeff himself is very particular about lighting, especially at Halo. He said, for, you know,
I've been to Halo and the lighting is superb.
Yes, he did a great
job. So, Jeff, if you're listening, I like the Halo lights.
He's going to love to hear that.
Yes.
So we've invested in some of the best lighting that's out there, and we're very proud of that. We're going to have some. There's some secrets.
I don't want to have, you know, I want to just give a taste of what's
just
taking.
A taste. Yeah. Let's just say there'll be some. Technological,
surprises.
Yeah, exactly. Some surprises, exactly.
Okay, so I guess when is the big night? When are you?
Well, our opening weekend is going to be for Pride.
Okay. Which is smart because it's downtown.
Absolutely.
And there's a history of people going to Riches after the parade that used to be in Montrose, so you're kind of right there.
Well, it's, you know, fortunately we are close to the parade. No matter, you know, if the parade's in Montrose or downtown, we still want to be open to continue celebrating Pride. That's, you know, the essence of our bar.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we want.
That's our sanctuary and kind of where we go and where we've gone for generations.
Yeah, it's my favorite thing that Ray Hill always says. He says the gay, you can help me with this, the gay bars to to the gays are like the churches to the black community.
Right. It is. It is too. Well, where can people find information about Riches?
You can check us out on Facebook. We're getting better with Instagram, but our Facebook is Riches Houston. Also, you can go to our website, www.richesnightclub.com.
Okay. Anything else you want people to know?
I just want to make sure we offer our condolences to the Pulse Nightclub, all the victims, the families, and everybody, and the whole LGBT community, and everybody that supports us. I know everybody's grieving right now, and we're offering our full support.
Well, thank you for coming on, and this is Queer Voices.